Stand by for one of radio's fastest moving, most entertaining programs. Yes, it's the program that previews brand new records hot off the presses. Records that are judged by a panel of Hollywood's most prominent personalities. And here it is, Peter Potroast, Junk Box Jury! And here he is, the head man of Junk Box Jury, his musical honor himself, Peter Potroast!
Do I have a hit or a miss? Well, howdy, friends and neighbors. This is your old disc jockey, Peter Potroast, coming at you again. We've got another armful of brand new platters for you. And here to judge them and give us the expert opinions of three famous show business personalities. On my left, the first judge on Junk Box Jury, the queen of Hollywood commentators, Luella Blanchard.
Hello from the Junk Box.
Thank you, honey. And next we have America's most famous newscaster, Lowell Blanchard.
Good evening, everybody.
And finally, that great piano-playing star of his own program, the most talked-about entertainer in show business, Liberace.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, first off tonight, we've got a brand new record we're going to play for you right now. So listen closely, jury, and tell me, tell them, tell the whole listening world, do I have a hit or a miss? Yes, sir, there you had it, the first platter on Junk Box Jury. All we want to know is, will it sell 100,000 copies or won't it? Did you recognize who it was? Of course. It was the piano artistry of the one and only Carmen Cracker Barrel. Playing a brand new number titled, Yours Is My Heart Alone, But My Liver Belongs to Charlie. First, I'm going to call on the lady member of our panel. So, Luella, honey, tell us, what did you think of that record?
I think it was simply tremendous. I liked everything about it, and I'm just crazy about Carmen Cracker Barrel. Just the other night, I was telling Marlon Branding Iron and Zsa Zsa Gabor. Whenever he plays it, it just does something to me deep down inside.
It does?
Yes. Do you have any bicarbonate handy?
Yeah. thank you for your opinion, Luella, honey. I almost lost my voice there. Now, let's see what the second member of our panel thinks about that record. The world's most famous newscaster, Lowell Blanchard. Would you buy that record?
Good evening, everybody. This is Lowell Blanchard speaking to you direct from the Junk Box Jury table. And Peter, yes, I would buy that record. In my wandering around the globe, I've heard many different kinds of music. I've heard the shrill call of the chicken-breasted Bulgarian snipe. I've heard the masked voices of the Vienna Sausage Boys Choir. I've heard the glorious sound of 100 German off-key Glockenspiels. Not to mention a concert by the Moscow Firehouse Five, played in the Red Square before an audience of Red Squares. including the Tsar of Russia, the Tsarina, and all the little Tsardines. But never, Nelson, have I heard anything like the record that was just played. It's like I always say, there's nothing like a good piano number. And that was certainly nothing like it.
Thank you, Lowell Blanchard. And now for our last guest celebrity, the world-renowned maestro of the keyboard, singer, composer, athlete, thinker, poet, and peasant. The man with a piano shaped like a pool table. Let's really hear it for him, Liberace. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That record was sure George, wasn't it? I'm certainly glad to be here on Junk Box Jury. Everybody's been so nice to me, especially all those people out in front who wanted my autograph. It was such a big crowd, I didn't mind getting mussed up at all. And if that little girl who got my nose is listening, I wish she'd write to me. I'd like to find out how my sinus is doing. But the record I like. I think it'll be a big hit because it has nice lyrics and, well, people always like to hear the piano. And besides, it's the first time anybody's ever tried to play the cracks in between the notes. All right, jury, you've had your say. Now hold your breath while I tabulate the votes. I have a hit. I have a mess. I have a mess. It is the opinion of this jury that this record be sentenced to a mess. And now I have a surprise for you. This record has already sold 64,000 copies in Skunk's Misery, Massachusetts. Tonight's mystery record. Jury, we're going to play a record now that nobody's ever heard before, including me. Tell me, will you, after you've heard it, will it be a hit or a miss?
Blast off! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Up through the atmosphere, racing through the stratosphere. Through the ionosphere, it's... I am Captain Hideous, the master of the sky. I wear a plastic helmet and patent leather boots. I never could find out exactly why. I am Captain Hideous, but you can call me Red. I'm brilliant and I'm noble, I'm modest and I'm brave. My heart is solid gold, so is my head. I'm a perfect hero, of virtue I am full. I'm always chasing villains, cause I think they're terrible. Bully, 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 big, brave Captain Hideous. I speed from place to place. Though it's safe to travel by rocket ship to Mars, I always go by taxi just in case. What an age, Captain Hideous, king of outer space. This time I'm on the Zorch interstellar space caper to Mars, hunting for my old nemesis, mule trader Nev, the used space schmazzle king. Bright young Captain Hideous, the wizard of the lab. As well as scientific, I'm handsome and I'm strong, 190 pounds of solid flab. Dauntless Captain Hideous, the planets I explore.
My ship is full of motors, thermometers, and wheels.
I wish I could discover what they're for.
I try to capture killers, but oh, it's quite a pull. They always want to kill me, which I think is terrible. Bully, 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 reckless captain, hideous. Meet danger face to face. But I'm so law-abiding, whenever there's a fight, I disappear and never leave a trace. What an ace, Captain Hideous, king of outer space.
Well, jury, there you had it. A brand new record by Red Blanchard entitled Captain Hideous. Now, Luella, what do you think? Liberace, what about you?
Yes, how about me?
And now, Lowell Blanchard, what do you say?
I say, so long until tomorrow.